Who should be involved in measuring outcomes? In a way, everyone. It's important at the individual consumer level. As we'll discuss a little later, it's extremely important for youth, adults, and their families to be involved in measuring the success of a particular program. It's the way that you know whether your intervention is actually working. It's important at the program level. It's important for policies to ensure that those policies support good practice. As I mentioned, it's important for the individual provider in charting your own professional growth. Many people think of outcome evaluation as being something only for researchers or only for the continuous quality improvement person that's designated in the agency. And many times people will shy away from participating or thinking about measuring outcomes. For example, an individual provider who isn't involved in quality improvement efforts within their agency might not see that using outcomes to achieve quality care is something that impacts their work. But it's the way for you to determine whether the services that you're providing are the best quality that's possible. It's the way for you to see whether you're hitting the 6 aims of high quality care. So as we go through the remainder of the slides, it's important to think about how can I use this information in the particular way in which I do my work, whether it's at the individual provider level, as a supervisor, as an administrator, as a trainer, or as someone who might work with a consumer advisory group. Everyone needs to be involved in using outcomes if we are to achieve high quality care.